if you cook those in a brown sugar and maybe a little tomato sauce or something, you get baked beans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And those bush barbecue beans are better. But I would say if I had to categorize bean, in my mind, it would be the bean that becomes a baked bean, like Campbell's pork and beans.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And but I think those are really great northerns. Or navy beans is what they're, when they're cooked white, mm-hmm. and Luby serves them this way, when they're cooked white, they call them, I think they may call them navy beans.
Maybe they do call them navy beans.
My dad and mother always called them navy beans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had never heard Great Northern until I got older and found out that's really the real term for them.
Mm-hmm. What do you call those beans that are a light green color?
Limas. Except Luby's called the, it's the same bean, it's larger, it's mushier, and it's tan, and I always call those butter beans.
Oh, okay.
And Luby's calls them lima beans. And to me, limas are the flat.
Mm-hmm.
If I could do it in Spanish, I could make it clear, because they have a word for each kind of bean, see?
Right.
Beans covers a multitude here.
Well, I've heard in my dialect research, I've seen where people have called lima beans butter beans.
Well, that's what I always call the lard, they're the lima, the kind of the, I don't know how to describe it. It's got a little dimple in the top, and,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it's symmetrical.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same shape. It's either green and a little flatter, a lime green, and that's what I always call a lima bean. And but when they're a little larger and mushy after they're cooked,
mm-hmm.
and with a little skin that can be removed, actually, and they're tan, and very light tan in color, beigey, those are what I grew up to know as butter beans.
Those little tomatoes that are about that big?
Cherry tomatoes.
Okay. And the brown vegetable that grows under the ground is called?
A potato.
Mm-hmm. And the red purplish vegetable that you can slice, or sometimes you get it canned, or they make juice out of it.
Oh, a beet?
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat those. That's why I didn't
eat them. I don't eat them either. there's a yellow vegetable about that big.
Squash?
Mm-hmm. Now, squash, how many different things does that refer to?
Two. There's the yellow squash and the zucchini.
Mm-hmm.
But not pumpkin.
Not pumpkin, okay.
No, to me, a pumpkin's something different. But, see, in Spanish, the pumpkin's a calabazo,
mm-hmm.
and the squash is a calabacita.
Oh, huh. So pumpkin is a big
put
squash.
They put the pumpkin in the squash. It's part of the squash family.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But to me, a pumpkin is something entirely different.
Okay.
And then squash is in yellow, which is the gourd shape, or the long, like a pickle, which
mm-hmm.
is a zucchini.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the only kind I know.
Okay. Now, the kind of peaches that you used to have in your peach tree, were they the kind that the seed falls out of?
Now, those are called freestone. No, they weren't. Those are clean peaches.
Okay. And you could spread jam on bread, or you could spread something like jam. It's called
jelly.
Mm-hmm. And the little things that grow in the forest with caps are called
toadstools.
And if you can eat them,
they're mushrooms.
Called
mushroom is the generic term.
Okay. A dried meat is called
jerky.
Okay. How about a semi-dried meat that comes in a jar and you can make a creamed dish out of it?
I don't really know. If you're talking about what we used to call something in the Army, which was chipped beef on
mm-hmm.
toast.
Chipped beef, yeah. That's
I had a different word for it in the Army.